You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, it used to be that working remotely was something of a perk, and I think these days it's just felt like it's all about survival. Those lucky enough to actually have jobs have seen their offices shuttered in an attempt to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The home is now doubling as the workspace, and it really hasn't been easy. In fact, as the pandemic just stretches on and on, more South Africans are becoming burned out. And I don't have the stats in front of me. You just have to speak to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues to realize that these are exceptional circumstances that we're working through. And the mental health toll is going to be severe. I'm joined now by Jacques van Wyk, Director at Worksmen's Attorneys. Good evening, Jacques. Let's start with the issue of work-related mental health. Are you seeing, from your vantage point, a rise of claims or burnout from where you're sitting?
Hi, good evening. We are certainly seeing more of it being reported in case law and in cases that focus specifically on that issue as a reason for employees being dismissed. Mental health issues are being exacerbated by the lockdown, as you mentioned.
This is Classic Business.
Well, I've got Jacques van Wyk, Director at Worksmen's Attorneys, on the line. Sorry about that. Jacques, what does the case law say about the importance of acknowledging and attempting to at least assist employees who suffer with mental health issues in the workplace?
The case law, in fact, now creates a positive duty on an employer to deal with an employee who might be suffering from that type of ailment, to treat them not as employees who are negligent or lazy or incompetent, but to take into account their medical and mental health and to treat it rather as an incapacity to accommodate those employees and to make arrangements for them to be returned back into the workforce in a manner which is complementary and supports and facilitates their recovery.
And especially at a time now where, thanks to COVID-19, I think not only has working from home and trying to juggle the responsibilities of having the children home from school and not knowing whether or not your company is going to be surviving through this, it's just created such an added burden and an added weight that I think employers now are really going to have to focus quite closely on whether they have adequately prepared and accommodated employees who might be suffering with mental health issues.
Absolutely. The mental health issue, you can imagine, is exacerbated not only by the economic pressure that comes to bear on employees in the current situation, but also the social issues of not being able to have interaction with friends and loved ones in the manner they would normally do, and that often would lead then to extreme stress at the workplace, fear for loss of jobs, and in turn that could lead to depression. And there's a particular case where such an employee was diagnosed with depression and brought it to the attention of the employer, but the employer, instead of accommodating that, treated the employee as someone who was just not bringing his side, was negligent, was absent, and dismissed him for misconduct, which the Labour Court found not only unfair, but constituted a form of discrimination against someone for that sort of impediment. In those situations, can award up to 2 years compensation.
Something
it's a significant concern.
Absolutely. A lot for employers to consider as they start to welcome employees back to the workplace. Jacques van Wyk, Director at Worksmen's Attorneys.